This is Akashvani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Reshma Tiwari. First from the Lok Sabha. The writer is Achinta Bora of PTI. Lok Sabha today approved a bill to amend the anti-paper leak law with stricter punishment of up to 10 years jail and a 50 lakh rupees fine amid sloganeering by opposition parties. The Public Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 with stricter punishment was introduced in the House by Union Minister Jitendra Singh on July 27 after large-scale student protests led by the Kokra Janta Party forced Dharmendra Pradhan to resign as the Education Minister. Speaking in Lok Sabha, Mr. Singh said the government acted swiftly in the NEET paper leak case, and as many as 52 FIRs have been lodged since the anti-paper leak law came into force in 2024. He criticized the Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, stating that he lacks knowledge of parliamentary norms and the functioning of the government. The Union Minister said no bullet was fired on students protesting in the national capital against the NEET fiasco, as he dismissed Gandhi's allegations that Union Home Minister Amit Shah had ordered firing on students. The minister said the authority to issue order for firing rests with the magistrate, not with the minister, and Mr. Gandhi lacked experience in public life and hence levelled such allegations. The minister said Mr. Gandhi, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, had alleged that the Home Minister has ordered firing on protesters in Delhi and he was not able to authenticate that allegation. On Mr. Gandhi's allegations that the Union Home Minister's cavalcade has 30 vehicles, he again rejected the suggestion and took a dig at him, saying the Leader of Opposition does not even know the counting. On the remarks that the Home Minister had gone for a foreign travel, the Minister said Mr. Gandhi should know that Mr. Shah has never visited a foreign country. So without facts and without a sense of responsibility, saying something in the House and then leaving the House cannot be the behaviour of a responsible Leader of Opposition, he said. Earlier, participating in the debate, Mr. Gandhi alleged that Home Minister Amit Shah had authorised police excesses against student protesters and that the RSS had captured the education system, triggering a massive uproar in the Lok Sabha during a debate on the bill to amend the anti-paper leaks law. The Home Minister is not here today because he is scared, Rahul Gandhi said, drawing objections from the Treasury benches. The Home Minister authorised violent action against students, the Congress leader alleged, referring to the crackdown by security forces during the march to Parliament on July 20 during the CJP-led protest on the NEET paper leak issue. Speaker Om Birla immediately intervened, saying the discussion was not on the Home Minister. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju objected to Mr. Gandhi's remarks and asked him to clarify the basis of his allegations. The Leader of Opposition also launched a sharp attack on the RSS, accusing it of influencing the education system and shaping what students are taught. He said the soul of the system has been captured by the RSS. Dharmendra Pradhan never ran the education ministry. The man and organization that run the ministry is called the RSS. Mr. Gandhi said he was very excited and reassured by the student protests over the NEET paper leak issue and described them as an expression of the youth. He said all parties should respect this expression, including friends in the BJP. If the friends in BJP were to go and ask their own children about what their brothers and sisters were doing, they would find agreement among their own children. There is nothing wrong with what happened and every Indian should be proud, he said. Mr. Gandhi said, a conversation with a group of students gave him perspective on how young people view education and knowledge. The government also introduced a bill in the Lok Sabha to tighten regulations for delayed registration of births and deaths, making approval from a judicial magistrate, first class, mandatory for reports made more than 2 years after the event. Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, introduced the Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill 2026 amid protests by the opposition, which sought the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah in the House during the ongoing debate on the anti-paper leak bill. As per procedure, Speaker Om Birla called some opposition members to oppose the introduction of the Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill 2026. After none spoke, Minister of State Nityanand Rai introduced the proposed legislation. The bill, which was cleared for introduction by the Union Cabinet on July 20, seeks to further amend Section 13(3) of the Registration of Births and Deaths Act 1969, as amended in 2023, in order to make provisions of delayed registration more stringent. This will encourage timely reporting of event of birth and death, the bill said. Under the current provisions of the Act, registrations delayed by more than 1 year require an order from the District Magistrate or DM, Subdivisional Magistrate or SDM, or an Executive Magistrate before they can be recorded. Applications seeking registration after 1 year but within 2 years of birth or death will still require an order from a DM, SDM, or an authorized Executive Magistrate. The bill introduces a higher level of judicial scrutiny for reports made after 2 years, mandating an order from a judicial magistrate first class. The registration of births and deaths is mandatory under the Act, and the certificate issued under the law provides legal identity to an individual. A certificate of birth or death is admissible in evidence for the purpose of proving the birth or death of a person. The Act was amended in 2023, and the provisions of the amended law came into force from October 1 that year. A joint committee of parliament examining a bill to hold simultaneous elections to the Lok Sabha and state assemblies was today granted a fresh extension till the end of the winter session. Committee chairman P.P. Chaudhary moved a resolution seeking extension of the deadline for submission of the committee's report till the first day of the last week of the winter session. The resolution was passed by voice vote. The winter session of parliament usually begins in the last week of November and concludes ahead of Christmas. The 41-member committee is examining the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 to implement the One Nation, One Election framework. The committee has been conducting nationwide consultations on the proposed rollout of simultaneous elections for the Lok Sabha, state assemblies and local bodies by 2029. Earlier, when the House assembled for the day at 11 a.m, opposition members staged protests to press for Home Minister Amit Shah's response on the police action against student protesters, disrupting proceedings soon after the House met. Speaker Om Birla urged the members to let the question hour continue, but with the opposition refusing to budge, he adjourned the House proceedings till 12 noon. On Tuesday as well, the question hour could not be taken up. However, a debate on the public examination Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 to tighten the anti-paper leaks law with provisions for stricter punishment of up to 10 years in jail and 50 lakh rupees fine saw participation from both sides of the aisle. The opposition has been raking up the neat paper leak issue since the monsoon session began on July 20. As a result, no major legislative business has been taken up so far, except for the introduction of two bills. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. The writer is Kumar Rahul of PTI. The Rajya Sabha today passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026 with a voice vote. The bill makes insult to national song Vande Mataram a criminal offence. As soon as the House convened in the post-lunch session, following two back-to-back adjournments earlier in the day, Deputy Chairman Harivansh urged protesting members to maintain decorum. When the Chair took up the discussion on the bill that was listed for consideration and passing in the list of business, the opposition parties continued to protest and shouted slogans. They were seeking a response from Union Home Minister Amit Shah over police action against those who had protested in the national capital over neat paper leak. However, the Deputy Chairman went ahead with the proceedings of the House despite the protests and urged members to participate in the discussion. The opposition parties continued to raise their demand and later staged a walkout when Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, Ramdas Athawale, was speaking on the proposed legislation. In his reply to the bill, Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai said the Congress is trying to insult the country's honour, its national song Vande Mataram, by resorting to appeasement politics. He mentioned several instances where Vande Mataram was used as the last words by many freedom fighters while sacrificing their lives for the country. Mr. Rai said one cannot understand the Congress's opposition to Vande Mataram. He further said the youth of the country is watching and the people of the country will teach them a lesson. Nixon. The proposed legislation seeks to make desecration of or disrespect towards the country's national symbols, including the national flag, the Constitution, and the national anthem, a criminal offense with a provision of up to 3 years imprisonment. The bill, which was introduced in the House on July 24, seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem, Janaganaman. This step by the government comes amid the year-long celebrations of the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. Earlier in the day, proceedings at the House were adjourned twice due to continued disruption from opposition on police action against students who had protested in the national capital over NEET paper leak. In the morning, Rajya Sabha proceedings were adjourned for about 40 minutes till 12 noon amid uproar by opposition members over the entry of Delhi police at the CPIM office in the national capital to arrest former JNUSU president Aishi Ghosh. The reported incident took place on Tuesday. Soon after laying off listed papers, CPIM member John Brittas raised the issue, saying a Delhi police team in plain clothes entered the party office to arrest Ghosh in the 2021 protest case in JNU. Mr. Brittas sought to relate the police action to the recent students' protest, saying her only mistake was that she participated in the Janta Mantar protest. Supporting him, Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said that democracy was under threat. The Congress president wanted to know who ordered the police to enter the office of a national political party. Responding to the charges, Leader of the House J.P. Nadda said it was a normal law and order case. He said the police has to act accordingly. The Union Minister also said that any student who indulges in activism faces such actions. He said he too was a student activist and faced similar action. He said even he was arrested from the classroom during the emergency. After Mr. Nadda's response, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan proceeded with the scheduled zero-hour submissions. Meanwhile, opposition members continued sloganeering, following which he adjourned the House till 12 noon. Before adjourning the proceedings, the chair warned the protesting members not to enter the well of the House. However, when House met at 12 after an adjournment for about 40 minutes, the opposition continued its protest, demanding Home Minister Amit Shah's presence in the House. Following this, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan adjourned the House till 2 p.m. The Rajya Sabha has been witnessing repeated disruptions since the beginning of the monsoon session on July 20. The government on Wednesday informed the Rajya Sabha that cyber frauds have nearly tripled in the country from 10,395 in 2020 to 29,758 in 2024, with Telangana accounting for the highest numbers of cases in 2024. In a written reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjay Kumar said data published by the National Crime Records Bureau NCRB showed that the number of cyber fraud cases were 10,395 in 2020, 14,007 in 2021, 17,470 in 2022, 19,466 in 2023, and 29,758 in 2024. Among the identified categories in 2024, online banking fraud accounted for the highest number of cases at 4,659, followed by credit or debit card fraud, 3,829, marketing or investment fraud at 3,044, ATM fraud at 1,659, fraud call or wishing 1,264, gaming app or website fraud 1,019, OTP fraud 965, and e-wallet or UPI fraud at 723. The minister said separate data under gaming apps or websites, marketing or investment fraud, fraud call or wishing, and e-wallet or UPI fraud has been maintained only since 2024. State-wise data showed that Telangana recorded the highest number of cyber fraud cases in 2024 at 18,922, followed by Bihar at 4,020, Maharashtra 2,827, and Odisha 1,546. The minister said the NCRB does not maintain data on the amount of money lost or recovered in cyber fraud cases. He said the Ministry of Home Affairs has set up the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre, I4C, to tackle cybercrimes in a coordinated manner. The government has taken measures to strengthen cyber policing, which includes the Samanvay platform for data sharing and analytics, the Cyber Fraud Mitigation Centre, the Sahyog portal, the joint cyber coordination teams, the cyber criminal suspect registry, the cyber commando program, national digital investigation support centers, a standard operating procedure for complaint handling, and nationwide public awareness campaigns. And that's all in Parliament Review.